So right now I'm talking about 52 artists and 52 actions. So in 2018, 52 artists from all over the world were given the opportunity to create an action about an urgent political issue and share it around the world online through the platform of Instagram. So they were given a week to create their action through Instagram, and the project now lives on as a digital archive of the past year, so of all the 52 weeks with the 52 artists. And in May, it'll live on again in ArtSpace physically. So our producer Amelia spoke with Michelle Newton from ArtSpace to find out more about this manifestation of the work.
Actually, 52 Artists, 52 Actions is a collective project, a snapshot of the past year, mapping what we think of Asia today, from West Asia being Turkey through to Japan in the East. The key point about the project is it's durational. It started on Instagram and it iterates online in a web archive. And you can see the artist practices there. But then it's also becoming a book, which will, you know, which is being published by Thames and Hudson. But the final iteration is the exhibition in the gallery.
So when you do walk into ArtSpace, what does this whole exhibition really look like?
You know, there's kind of a real mix of work. Echo Morgan has a very large-scale photographic portrait of herself, and then Kit Mangurung, small intimate photographs where he's gone back to his village in Nepal and documented individuals who live in his community who are part of the migration towards the UAE and other places around the world where Nepalese are serving as kind of, you know, different forms of labour, you know, across the world. And then there's going to be Richard Bell's project, which was really the first project which we kicked off with. And he was inspired, or I guess provoked, by the then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's lack of response to that ICANN winning the Nobel Peace Prize in 2017. And he really saw that as a failure on our government. And so there's an interview with Richard Bell interviewing a representative from ICANN, and then pieces of ephemera, really, I guess, as forms of protest against nuclear power and armament.
So this show seems to be highlighting artistic practices from all over the world. What does this project define as an action?
Really, an action can be anything from a performance, a photographic image, a banner, a slogan, written text. It can be an online gallery, a form of protest. When we invited the artists to participate, we didn't really predetermine what the action should be. It just really was giving them voice to really articulate the ideas that they felt were most urgent, you know, in their social, political, cultural context. On the Instagram project, you know, where it iterates on Instagram, where different artists start with a particular idea for their project, you know, and that started on the Monday when they were handed the keys to Instagram, but by Wednesday things had shifted. And, you know, I guess Abdul Halik Aziz is a good example of really the shape-shifting nature of the project, where he started representing different kind of iconography and things that existed in Colombo. And throughout the week, a protest erupted and he stopped and started documenting the protest that was happening in Colombo, and then reshifted gears, you know, and kind of went back to the original idea of his project. And I think that taking that back into the gallery is actually really important, because each of those artists have something to say.
I find it so interesting with this particular exhibition because, as you were saying, it's using social media as a tool to share each respective artist's message, which essentially kind of makes it a global exhibition in a sense, right?
Yeah, I guess the project itself, the way we kind of think about it is as a form of mapping, you know, Asia in the sense, you know, anything in Asia being from, you know, West Asia as in Turkey, right across to Japan, and really incorporating other parts of the Pacific as well, such as New Zealand and New Caledonia, and thinking about Australia as part of Asia too. And yeah, I think, you know, the role of Instagram in this project has been critical because it has been used as a democratic platform for which those artists can really voice their concerns and use it as a platform to then broadcast their concerns and, you know, kind of really give rise to the issues. And the way, I guess, what we've seen is that the ability of social media to proliferate and to really kind of for each artist to connect with their communities and other artists, you know, I guess the other 52 artists who are participating in this project, you know, to then connect with their communities as well. So we've seen really the expansive nature of social media and its capacity to reach different people in different places in a way that an exhibition in a gallery in Woolloomooloo doesn't necessarily have. And I think that's been a real asset for the way we've used it, social media as a tool, as an exhibition platform, to really kickstart the project.
So we're constantly told that we're living a life right now in an era where we're being flooded by a barrage of images, information and messages and the like. And yet this exhibition seems to be a celebration of the archival process. So what do you anticipate the response will be for audiences who come and see this show?
Good question. I think the really important part of this exhibition is that we are seeing forms of socially engaged practices from artists and, you know, each of those artists representing a place or a region or a culture or a group of people or a collective. You know, they're working in their local and expanded communities. And I think it's really important that this show has a place here in Sydney, you know, in Australia, especially when we really have the opportunity to think about our place in Asia. And I think there's so much sort of politics that play into this. And I think that it's a really important show for people in Sydney and then New South Wales, Australia to see at this point in time, especially, you know, we're coming up to our federal election and questions of migration, you know, are playing into the politics of, you know, and other questions around environment. And these are all things that every day, you know, people around the world are facing. So I think there are so many critical issues here in this exhibition that will resonate here at home and abroad. And I think it's a really important show in terms of its timing, particularly with the federal election coming up.
That there was Michelle Noon from Artspace Gallery, and she was talking about 52 artists and 52 actions, which you can see at the gallery in Woolloomooloo. She was speaking to my wonderful producer, Amelia, all about the show, and it opens on the 17th of May, so make sure you get down there. Artspace is a great gallery. I highly recommend you go and support it.